Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Jose de Gracia Gonzalez works on the altar screen. Why are you working so late? Asked Giovanni of Jose de Gracia. Do you see those three altar screen panels up there? He asked the hermit, indicating depictions of the Holy Family. I'm having a hard time trying to decide whether all three of the figures of Jesus, Joseph, and Mary should be painted with their arms held up, blessing the world. ¿Quién en esta casa da luz? mumbled Giovanni to himself. Then he continued. What is the other alternative that you were thinking of? Asked the hermit. Well, I thought that perhaps the figures of Joseph and Mary should have their arms crossed reverently over their breast, and that only the figure of the Christ child should be blessing the world. That seems to make a lot of sense, said Giovanni to him. In that case, tomorrow morning, with the return of the light, I will make the changes, said the artist, but for right now, let us sleep. Jose de Gracia led the hermit into the area of the sacristy, where he had a warm fire burning in the narrow hearth that was dug into the thick adobe wall. Giovanni knew by now that in many of the mission capillas and churches, visiting priests had only this part of the buildings to sleep in. As he lay down upon the hard earth floor that was so familiar to him, Giovanni turned to the artist and he asked him, "Are you from this village?" No, said Jose de Gracia Gonzalez. I was born in the region of Sonora, Mexico. My parents were artists. My father was Jewish, my mother was French. They were traveling through Mexico studying art. That is where they conceived and had me. However, the times are not well suited for parents who are not married. Rather than to face disgrace back at home, they left me in the care of some good people in Mexico. The Gonzalez clan brought me up as one of their own. And every day since I have been old enough to understand what a great gift my life has been, I have thanked God that I am still alive. In honor of that fact, I have directed all of my talents to the painting of religious figures. Piqued by the fascinating introduction that Jose de Gracia had just given to him, the holy hermit sat up by the light of the dying fire and asked, "Just how did you come to Arroyo Seco?" "This church was completed a quarter of a century ago," he said. Its altar screen was decorated by an artist known only as the Arroyo Hondo Santero. However, since the time that he painted it, way back in 1834, it has deteriorated badly. So the people of this valley contacted me to come and fix it. I had been brought over to this area by a German gentleman living in Mexico. Herr Schmidt found work for me cooking at a hotel in Santa Fe. But my real passion was painting. I did some work for some of the people in the valleys of Rodarte and Llano San Juan and Llano Largo. They liked what I did, so they recommended that I do work in the church of Las Trampas for the people there. When I finished painting their altar screen, they had no means of paying for my services. They gave me a girl from the village of Picuris to be my slave. Jose de Gracia pointed to a dark corner of the room, where the hermit could distinguish two bright eyes looking at him from underneath a narrow bed. The eyes of the girl were lively and curious, and he reminded Giovanni of the face of the Madonna that he had just seen painted on the altar screen. "Her father is named Agapito Maestas," he continued. "But he had no means of supporting her, and so she travels with me everywhere. She sleeps under the bed, and I sleep on top. Sometimes I use her as a model for my paintings." He yawned. "The people of the Valley of Santa Barbara are now begging me to go up there and to paint at their church. They have a young seminarian there named Ramon Medina, who used to be from this area. He came to see me and to see what I was doing, and he's pushing for my art in their church." As Jose de Gracia Gonzalez nodded off to sleep, Giovanni rolled over and cradled his head upon his arm. He knew that he was sleeping in the presence of greatness. He would become widely known for his art in the future. The following morning, when the holy hermit woke up, Jose de Gracia was not inside the church building. He studied the eight panels of the triune God in heaven in the upper tier, the Holy Family in the middle tier, and the depictions of Saint Anthony and Saint Francis in the bottom tier. The sound of clanging metal was coming from the outside, so Giovanni stepped out to see. And there was Jose de Gracia, working on what seemed to be a weather vane. He looked up to the hermit and he said, "Buenos días, hermano. It's going to be a beautiful day." You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.